Get a jump start on 2024 in a new Kia from Robert Brogdon's Olathe Kia. Shop their large selection, including the new Sorento, Niro, and Soul models. You'll score big with low prices, trade assist cash, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit OlatheKia.com.
Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Let's talk football with Adam Kaplan. Adam, are the Chiefs the best team in the AFC?
Well, guys, good to be with you. You could certainly make the case with 5 out of 6, and the discipline that they're playing with on defense is something else. And they haven't actually, on those 5 wins, they've not given up more than 17 points. So you got to feel really good about how the defense enters this bye. And overall, you just have to feel really good about how Steve Spagnuolo has really changed this defense. And he needed to do it, and he's done a good job of it.
You know, I was campaigning for the Chiefs to sign Melvin Ingram when they had him visit in the offseason, and then he ends up going to Pittsburgh. They acquire him, and he's just one piece. So Chris Jones is healthy, but bringing Melvin Ingram in allows Chris Jones to play predominantly inside. Willie Gay's healthy. Charvarius Ward's healthy. Thornhill's starting. Frank Clark is healthy. There's a lot of real reasons why this team is better, but I just want to ask you about that Melvin Ingram trade, because he's been playing a lot of snaps. They gave up a 6th-round pick. It wasn't a blockbuster when it happened, but that has turned out to be a very nice acquisition for Brett Veach.
No, it actually, Nickel, you're right. It absolutely gives them the ability to play Chris Jones inside. And Ingram is playing a lot more than I expected. He was barely playing as a sub-package rusher for the Steelers. He was basically the 4th outside linebacker, but they really weren't using him. And now in this pass game, he plays 44% to 67% of the snaps, and that allows a nickel Jones to move inside him, and it really helps. There's no doubt about it. And with Sorensen and his improvement, you know, we should mention, I know he's not playing as many snaps, but he's sort of righted the ship after those struggles there. They're getting a lot out of, obviously, Chris Jones now. You know, don't forget, he had that wrist injury, and he clearly was not himself, because we were talking about it earlier. It was one of the reasons why the defense has struggled, and getting him back, getting that wrist back to where it needs to be. And, boy, he was incredible in this past game. So the bye came at the right week. You know, Fenton had the injury. They have a couple guys with some nagging injuries. And, you know, the other thing is, the offensive line certainly has not been as good as I thought, but I do believe it is getting better. I know much of they've been criticized, but I do believe it is getting better.
We're talking NFL with Adam Kaplan. The Chiefs are off this week. They're the last team in the AFC West to get a bye. And I don't want to dance on anyone's grave too quickly here, because people did that with the Chiefs a month ago, and they've really kind of righted the ship. But it feels like the Raiders are probably done at this point. I don't know if they've got something to kind of, you know, get back in it. Same with the Broncos, but the Chargers are still out there, and they've got the tiebreaker over the Chiefs at this point. How do you see, like, what's your, like, grade on how this division is going to go here for the next month? Do you see the Chiefs separating?
Yeah, I believe. Look, the Chiefs have a daunting schedule. Let's not say they don't. They don't play a team with a record under 500. Although, you know, you look at the Raiders and you look at some of those other teams. The Broncos are not very good who they play after the bye. The problem is not receiver where they're great. The problem is the quarterback, Teddy Bridgewater, just not good enough. And that's a big reason why they're not going to go anywhere. The problem now with the Chargers is, and this is, you know, I was talking to a team that played the Chargers recently. Their defense is awful. They don't tackle well. They don't pressure the passer. See, what happened is Brandon Staley puts this new defense in, and the players have not executed it well. Now, they've been arguably the NFL's worst run defense. They're just not good on that defensive side of the football. After starting off really well, it really started to evaporate. They played in the highest scoring game of the year against the Browns. They won at home several weeks ago where they gave up over 40 points, and it's been downhill since then. They're having to do what they did against the Steelers. They have to outscore teams. That's the only way they're going to win, and clearly, the Chiefs are in the driver's seat. I can't imagine they would lose the division now. Getting their bye at the right time, they're starting to win at home, which we knew they were struggling with a little bit earlier, but they've righted that ship. They're clearly the favorite, and I agree with your assessment of the Raiders. 2-0 to start the post-John Gruden era, but now they've lost their 2 games. You know about the Henry Ruggs situation, so they're certainly on their downward flight here.
Adam, before I ask you about games, could you explain why the Saints keep spending so much money on Taysom Hill to not be the quarterback?
Yeah, it's weird. So what I'm told on Taysom Hill is that actually the Saints approached him on September to start talking, and late last week, they were going to get it done. It's a 2-tier deal. It depends on how much he'll make. Is a lot of money if he plays quarterback and plays well. But yeah, this is a guy they really like. And it is weird, though. You know, it is weird. He missed two games with a significant concussion. They kind of backed off him just to get him righted. You know, he had his usual role. No, he didn't play last week at Philly. He was actually active but didn't wind up playing due to a very minor foot injury. But yeah, it is a weird situation. In fact, we saw the Broncos extend two of their top three receivers, where typically you don't see contract extensions done in the season. You see them done in February and March. We've had probably 8 or 9 contracts done, extended over the last 3 weeks.
We have Adam Kaplan, our NFL insider, on the line. Before we get into this weekend's games, man, it's got every week. It's unbelievably surprising and shocking results. The Colts blow out the Bills in Buffalo, and the Titans lose at home to the Texans. I don't know what to expect from week to week. What does this say right now? Everyone just screams parity, yeah. Parity. Is that all it is? How else could you explain, especially what's happening in the AFC every week?
Yeah, guys, the NFL will tell you, as they've told me over the years, they call it competitive balance. It's what they want. It keeps all the teams in it to the end. Not the Texans, obviously, 2-8. But, look, the Titans, we knew that going without Derrick Henry would be rough. They were able to beat the Rams. Their defense took over in that game, though they were 3-3 for in the red zone against the Rams. But their offense is really struggling. And you without Derrick Henry, and then remember Julio Jones, they don't know when he's going to come back with his hamstring issue. They have one good receiver. That's all they got. They don't have anything to tight end, and they're struggling running the football. What they did is they went with a committee last week. Dontrell Hilliard comes off the practice squad and went up starting the game. But, look, they're going to have to reevaluate their offensive talent. They have to get depth at receiver. They need a qualified backup running back in back of Henry, because it's not working. They have to find that guy. And look, when you take Adrian Peterson and you bring him in, that's telling you a lot, and he's playing a pretty significant role right now.
We're talking NFL with Adam Kaplan, and I'm super interested in the AFC East at this point, because I was out at Arrowhead covering the game when the Bills were in town. It felt to me like they, you know, had this big monkey lifted off their back that they had beaten the Chiefs in Arrowhead, and they kind of felt like, oh, we've done this. We've arrived. They thought they vanquished the Patriots last year, and it was all over. All of a sudden, it's not even Thanksgiving, and they're looking up in the standings at the Patriots right now. What do you think it's like in Buffalo right now? How kind of freaked out are they as an organization that this has not gone the way they thought after that big win they had in Arrowhead?
Yeah, no doubt. Look, if you look at it, their defense, I know Edmonds, their star middle linebacker, didn't play, but Jonathan Taylor, if the game wasn't out of hand, he might have had 300 yards in that game. He just ran all over him. Their tackling was atrocious. They had just a really bad defensive game, and their offensive line's not playing well. Josh Allen's been incredibly inconsistent over the last 5 weeks. Yeah, they're only a half a game out. The Patriots haven't had their bye yet. But this is troubling. There's no doubt about it. They have to feel really bad right now about what's happening. This is totally unexpected. I mean, it looked like the Bills were going to have a cakewalk. When the Patriots were 1-4 and Mac Jones was not playing at a particularly high level, it looked like the Patriots couldn't be what most of us thought. Seven or eight wins, maybe 9 if they're lucky, and now they're 7-4, and they're playing great football. You know, the crazy thing is, though, they're still not very good at home. Where you look at the Patriots, you know, historically, it was one of the toughest places to play, but the Patriots folks are 5-0 on the road, 2-4 at home, and they shut out a Falcons team that was missing two of their top offensive players. So, look, this is a great game this week. You would think on paper they'll host the Titans, but as I just said, the Titans have trouble scoring. They just don't have enough talent on offense. I would expect the Patriots to win that game.
Okay, let's roll through some of these. There's really good matchups this weekend, and the Chiefs have a bye week, so we can watch the entire NFL and at our leisure. So the triple header on Thanksgiving, every team, all six teams, are coming off a loss that will be playing on Thanksgiving. So feeling real good about all these matchups. I'll just ask you about the Bills and Saints. What chance do you give the Saints at beating the Bills? Because I'd sure like to see that.
Yeah, I do believe the Bills will wind up winning that game. They've got better talent. The Saints they had three offensive linemen out last week against Philly. It showed. They got blown out in the first half. They made the game closer than it really was. They really struggled. Trevor Siemian had an awful first half. Finished well, but the game was out of hand. I expect the Bills to bounce back. I expect Sean McDermott, their head coach of the Bills, to get after his players and probably his coaches too, and find a way to win this game and right the ship and go to 7-4. They really need to get themselves together here.
And the big one in the AFC North, Steelers and Bengals. You know, the Ravens found a way to win last week, so they still have control of that division, but it's close. I mean, everyone's within a game and a half, 2 games. The Bengals, are they kind of fixed now? This is huge for them. They're still the new kid in town to go try to beat these traditional teams.
Yeah, I wouldn't say they're fixed because look at their awful losses before the bye. They get absolutely blown out right before the bye. And then, I don't know how, the Mike White experience, Mike White beats them. When they played very soft coverage, didn't play well. And you do worry about that. Such a young team. The Browns come in and absolutely house them in Cincinnati. But that's a good way to win, to come out of your bye and win. They really handled the Raiders. So I would expect them to be able to beat the Steelers. And the Steelers now, without Micah Fitzpatrick, who's still on the COVID list, and T.J. Watt, the best pass rusher. That was huge against the Chargers. That's a big reason why they lost.
I like how you call it the Mike White experience for everyone in Cincinnati.
One night only.
Right? Yeah. Okay, I'm gonna roll through some of these games and you give me the winners. Buccaneers at Colts.
I expect the Buccaneers to win this game. I know the Colts are playing really well. What a great game. Tom Brady, boy, the 2-game losing streak, he had 5 turnovers. He actually had a couple last night. One was not his fault, though. I'm going to give the Bucs, the world champions, a win here. I think this will be a good game in Indy.
And you've got the Patriots over the Titans, right?
I do, yes.
Okay. AFC West showdown, Chargers at Broncos.
Yeah, Chargers the better football team. The Broncos have trouble scoring. Of course, the Chargers are not playing good defense, but great game. They played an amazing game offensively, and the Broncos they're going to get their offensive coordinator back, Pat Shurmur, off the COVID list, so that'll help them. But overall, going to go slightly in here to the Chargers.
Rams at Packers.
Yeah, boy, you know what? This worries me. The left tackle spot for the Packers is going to be a problem. And Aaron Rodgers playing on his bad toe. He says it's very painful. He's looking forward to getting to that Week 13 bye. I'm going to pick the Rams coming out of their bye because of the Packers' injury issues.
Vikings and 49ers.
Yeah, but this could be a high-scoring game. Boy, Jimmy Garoppolo playing great. Kirk Cousins playing great. The Niners sort of ready the ship right now. Both teams at 5-5, fighting for one of those last couple wild card spots. I'm going to pick the Niners in this game, which is a toss-up game. Should be a fun game, and I agree with your assessment, guys. It's a pretty good Week 12 schedule.
It sure is. Finally, Sunday Night Football, Browns at Ravens. Baker Mayfield looking forward to being booed less on the road.
Must win for the Browns, right?
Right.
Yeah, and the Browns barely won last week in the rain. 2 rain games in a row here. And the Ravens, they find a way to win. Played a great game with a backup quarterback. Assuming Lamar Jackson plays, I expect the Ravens to win. But when you've got that running game, which they have with Nick Chubb, you could beat anybody. But I'll pick the home team, the Ravens, here.
Adam Kaplan, thank you so much for the time. Happy Thanksgiving. We'll talk to you next week.
Same to you guys. Thank you.
That is Adam. Chiefs fans looking
for the Browns to win that one. The Ravens need to drop one somewhere if they want to, you know, kind of move up and hope for any sort of a seeding situation that work out their way, because they don't have tiebreakers against these teams.
This is the best schedule of games that we've had in quite some time.
Are you going to spend all day watching football Thursday and
Bears
Sunday?
The Bears and the Lions are terrible, but I have the Bears defense, so I'll watch that. Raiders and Cowboys, and the Cowboys win in blowout fashion, but that might be fun. Bills and Saints, I'll watch it just to root for the Saints, because that'll help the Chiefs to get another loss on the Bills. Steelers and Bengals is fantastic. Who am I rooting for? I don't know. Just why?
Probably
Bengals. Come
either
on.
Way.
I think Bucks and Colts going to be terrific. Titans are going to lose at the Patriots. They could be in deep doo doo.
Rams Packers.
Chargers. Man, I'd like to say the Broncos could win, but I think the Chargers win in Denver. But go Broncos. Rams and Packers is terrific. Vikings and 49ers could be wild. Browns and Ravens. I mean, they're booing the hell out of Baker Mayfield in Cleveland. So yeah. Maybe he. Does that hurt you?
It doesn't hurt me.
Does it bother you?
No.
You don't like Baker Mayfield?
I love Baker Mayfield.
Of all your former Oklahoma quarterbacks running around the NFL, who's your favorite? This Jalen Hurts is playing.
He's playing.
Out
he's
of
playing
his mind.
Good.
Who's
I
your
like
favorite?
Baker. Baker yeah. is the guy who fixed Oklahoma football.
So you have a soft spot in your heart.
Absolutely,
for him.
But I don't care if the Browns fans hate him.
He's so good in commercials, though.
Yeah. Get that money.
Yeah, that's right. Back after this on WHB.